For an inside look at the state's biggest footy league, it's the Monday Waffle.
The race for a spot in the top five is starting to get very interesting, and the Subiaco footy club machine keeps roaring on. Hello, welcome to the Monday Waffle podcast, episode 15. My name is Jake Batrick. First of all, apologies for the sound quality. I'm broadcasting from my auntie's spare bedroom this Monday, all the way from Melbourne, so I'll do my best under trying circumstances. We're going to kick straight into the first game of the weekend, but that started in horrific fashion with the passing of Adelaide Football Club coach Phil Walsh on Friday. It not only rocked me, but the whole footy community in general. It was a terrible situation, and from everyone here at the Monday Waffle team, I'd like to say we're thinking of the Walsh family, everyone at the Crows, and the footy community in general. It's a terrible situation, and hopefully we don't see anything of that like again. But we must push on. The first game of the Waffle this weekend was down at Steel Blue Oval. It was the Swans hosting the Royals. The Black Ducks prevailing, winning by 4 points, 9-10-64 to 8-12-60. Now, as I've said all season, this has got to be one of the closest comps in history. The Swannies moved from outside the top five all the way up into third spot on the ladder with that win. So it just goes to show how close this year's competition is. We'll get to the ladder shortly, but both sides pretty much went goal for goal for much of the first half. The Swans then dominated the third quarter, but only had two goals to show for their efforts. And the Royals, in the final term, peppered the footy inside their forward 50 constantly in the final term. But it was the Swan District's captain, Talon Ames, kicked a goal from a double 50-metre penalty and then another goal from a free kick. And that proved to be the difference for the Swans. And they managed to hold on for a four-point win. Taking a look at the stats, we'll go through the goal kickers first. For the Swans, it was Talon Ames and Matt Riggio booted two each, while Smirk, Matty Dukes, Riddock, Rogers and Tim Geepen all kicked one for the Black Ducks. The Royals, Kane Lucas and Stephen Payne kicked two goals, and while Matty Rosa, Paul Johnson, Scott Lysett and Mitch Howlett all booted one apiece. The major ball winners on the day, Matty Rosa, dominant display, 32 touches, 19 kicks, 13 handballs, 8 marks and 6 tackles with his goal, so brilliant performance there. As we mentioned before, Talon Ames, he was in the ruck. He's normally a defender, probably one of the best defenders in the competition. The Swans moved him into the ruck, so he had 21 hitouts with his two goals and 16 disposals and 9 tackles as well. Paul Johnson, another ruckman, 25 hitouts, 20 disposals and 8 marks for the Royals. Ryan Davis had 23. Adam Faulkner had 33 for the Swans, and young Brant College for the Royals, he played a pretty good game. He had 28 disposals with 17 kicks and 6 tackles. So pretty even display throughout the day. As I mentioned before, the Swans had well over 70 more disposals for the game, but it was the Swans tackling. It was 89 tackles to 62, which pretty much won the Swans the game. That goes to show tackling pressure is very important, so well done to the Swans there. Taking a look at the fixtures heading into next week, the Swans have the bye, while East Perth are hosting Subi, in which is, it's a local derby. They both share the home ground there, so it's fair to say both teams don't like each other. For me, the Lions will get the job done over the Royals. They've just been so impressive and keep continuing to be so impressive this year, and for me, it's the Lions that will get over the line next weekend.
From the studios of ECU, you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
On the line now, we have Channel 7's Mark Reddings. And Mark, the Subiaco footy machine just keeps rolling on. They got the job done over Peel on the weekend.
Certainly did. Of course, coming off the loss to West Perth the previous week, Subiaco was smarting, and they took out their frustration on Peel, who were very disappointing, albeit slippery conditions, but after a 5-1 opening quarter in favour of the Lions, they never looked back, really. 55 points, the end margin. In the second quarter, Peel did fight back. They kicked a couple of goals to get within 25 points at the main change, but really, it was a one-horse affair after that, and a 5-1 third quarter, splitting the game wide open. And you'd have to say, with the likes of Michael Wood kicking 3 goals and Chris Phelan, 25 disposals, fantastic day at the office for him. He may well have picked up 5 sand over metal votes.
And Peel, even though they lost, they still remain in the top 5. Do you think they're going to stay there this till the end of the season?
Well, you'd think they'll play finals, which would be a great reward for them, but a couple of times we've seen them on 7 this year. Once against East Perth, they were terrific, but yesterday, even though they had a sprinkling of AFL-listed talent in their lineup, and have to say some of the players were pretty impressive, including the likes of Jonathan Griffin, Hayden Crozier got plenty of the footy as well, so they had enough in the, AFL experience category to trouble Subiaco, but when it came to hardball gets fate, they really struggled. So a bit of a wake-up call for Peel. I still think they'll play finals. How far up the table they finish is a bit debatable because it's really a logjam in that middle part of the ladder. But given the fact that we've seen them play some really good football, if they can get it together in September, they'll be pretty tough to beat. But Subiaco, by far and away from what we've seen this season, are going to be on track for back-to-back championships.
Yeah, it's certainly been, I was saying before, I think it's been the closest waffle competition probably in history. But yeah, that remains to be seen. Who can we catch in our waffle action on Channel 7 this weekend?
We've got Claremont hosting South Fremantle. So two teams in that mix that are hoping to play in the finals. No guarantees at this stage. Only one club really out of it. Although the way East Fremantle is playing, some real concerns over their footy and who they choose for their coach long term remains to be seen. But Perth, the only side that their season is shot to pieces, just one win next to their name. But for the rest of the teams, there's still a glimpse and a hope that they can play in September. So Claremont v South Fremantle on Saturday afternoon, and that all leads into the big game between the Eagles and Adelaide, which of course has so much emotion attached to it after the death of Crows coach Phil Walsh.
Yeah, disappointing or sad, tragic start to the footy weekend for everyone. Mark, thanks again for joining us. Appreciate it.
Have a great week.
I'm Dennis Cometti. If I'm listening to the Monday Waffle, then you should be too.
Now, before we get into the favourite segment, get your tips out, we're going to have a look at the ladder, given that the last weekend's round was only the 2 games, so it's a short podcast. So we'll have a look at the ladder and then the fixtures for next weekend. So the ladder as it stands, in first place we have Subi, second is West Perth, third, as we said before, Swan Districts, Peel Thunder and South Fremantle make the current top 5. Now, in 6th place and 7th is Claremont and East Perth. They're a game outside the top 5. However, it gets a bit complicated. Claremont have a game in hand on pretty much everyone above them. So, if Claremont can get the win this weekend, they'll certainly jump into the top 5 once again. They have a healthy percentage of 111, which is certainly handy. East Frio, they can... form, as their form continues to drop, they still need 2 wins to make a spot in the top 5. So a lot of work for them. For me, I think their season's done, given they don't have a coach at the moment. And on the bottom is Perth with the 1 win, so their finals aspirations look pretty done. Having a look towards next weekend, as I said, Claremont, they're hosting South Frio at the Showgrounds. For me, I think Claremont will get the points there. I've been pretty impressed with the way their side is looking, pretty balanced at the moment, and pretty fresh off a much-needed rest last weekend. We've already gone through East Perth and Subi. I think Subi will get the win over the Royals. Peel Thunder host East Frio at Bendigo Bank Stadium. That'll be a ripping game. Both sides looking desperately for wins. For me, the Thunder will get the job done over the Sharks. And the Perth Derby, Perth versus West Perth, down at Lath Lane Park. The Falcons got themselves into some pretty good form after a rocky couple of weeks. So they need to consolidate that second spot on the ladder. So for me, the Falcons will get the job done there. Now, for the favourite segment of the week, it's Get Your Tips Out. It was everyone thought it was going to be pretty straightforward with the two games. Everyone tipping East Perth to get over the line against the Swans, which didn't happen. So there was everyone got one out of two this week. So the ladder doesn't really change. Josh still ahead on 39. Claire and Jesse taking that second spot on 34 points each. I'm there, still there in third on 33, and then Josie catching up a little bit. She's on 29. Nicole and Jared on 28. And on the bottom, Mark, he's the only mover. He didn't tip again this week. So, Mark, you need to start pulling finger, mate, and, you know, contribute to the Monday Waffle. So, but that rounds out this weekend's shortened edition of the Monday Waffle. Apologies again for the sound quality. Hopefully next week we'll be in some sort of order again. So thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time on the Monday Waffle.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.